Welcome back to Entertainment Talk. Today I'm here to do another TV season review. This is going to be for the first and it seems only season, possibly limited series, of Dream Productions, which is from the world of Inside Out and made by Pixar. I'm your host, Matthew, and let's go to our rating system. It's always a good place to start. And to get on some sort of track, we've got strong must see, don't skip, possible skip, and hard skip. I'm gonna go with a must see and an 8 out of 10. There's a few odd bits regarding this show, and yeah, I haven't really come away from this with the same usual feeling that I do from a Pixar property. And this both is and also feels very different from Pixar. Not only is this basically their first attempt at doing a TV show, which already feels it felt weird to watch something from Pixar. And first of all, not have it on the big screen. And I know that they've done shorts before. I've seen basically all of those shorts. But yeah, they're known for being, the big kind of blockbuster cinema releases. And you go from that to this literally mini, because it's only 4 episodes, mini series about Riley's dreams and how they get made, hence the Dream Productions name, and you get introduced to the producers and directors. They're these like little bean sort of shaped characters. I liked it a lot. I thought some parts of it were excellent, but overall I liked it a lot. I thought it was good. My main kind of emotion coming away from it was funny in spots. I'm sort of questioning the sort of purpose of this show because limited series. There is a plot line in this series, and I guess you ultimately resolve that. I'm not gonna do it. I don't feel even the need to do a spoiler section, by the way. I'm just gonna kind of talk about it. I'm just wondering from this what will be canon to now. I know Pixar and Disney haven't announced it yet, but an Inside Out 3 is probably quite likely. I mean, if you're gonna make this, then you're probably gonna make an Inside Out 3 eventually, probably in a few years' time. But I imagine that that's getting the old notes jotted down for that. I quite like the concept for this. I quite like the idea. I liked the sort of how you essentially go with, okay, when you look at Inside Out 1 and 2, and okay, what do you have? You have a character living in the real world, and inside their brain is a building full of characters that represent emotions, and those characters try to help Riley navigate through her life. Obviously, in the first film, it's her as a child, and the second film, it's her as a teenager. You now go from that, and still in the same world, still canon, to I believe this takes place after Inside Out 2. They don't explicitly say that, but I think it does. Because Riley's older in this show, and it feels like it takes place after the second film. Although that being said, I don't remember the newer emotions being in this, so I don't know, but it felt like it took place after Inside Out 2. I wonder how much of this is going to be canon, because even if you look at, let's say, Monsters at Work, which is a Disney show, because I don't think Pixar have any involvement in that, and that's had like 2 seasons, a lot of stuff has happened, and some stuff that would be big enough that it has to be canon to the Monsters Inc. world if they make a third film, so like a first sequel, if that ever happens. So I'm sort of, unless you do make this canon, and if you did make this canon to an Inside Out 3, I don't know that it actually makes much difference to that film. So that's where I'm on the sort of okay, I like the idea, I like the show, the concept is really interesting, and the way they sort of play around with the things that exist that are from Riley's imagination and the things that exist in this production world that is inside of kind of Riley's mind, or how that's kind of represented. I liked that quite a lot. And this does have a little bit of a, it's sort of like a mockumentary type of thing. Not the same contextually as like The Office, but it's got those sort of like you cut away and you interview people or the characters involved with the dream production. So it does that in the same way that The Office does it. But like the way they sort of use, okay, Riley is the camera, so what the camera's looking at is what she's looking at in the dream, and how that all functions, and kind of you translate that from the onset stuff to what she sees in her dream. I thought again was a very, very good concept. I almost sort of think, because I think that you could do a second season. I don't know if you should, but I think that you could definitely, because even this first season could have been slightly longer. I wonder if it maybe, I don't know what happened with the development of the show, but I'm almost wondering at one point, like, okay, so this is kind of film length because you have four episodes. They are 20 to 30 minutes each. Although with the episodes that are like 25, 30 minutes, the credits came up a good 5 minutes before the timer was done. So you could have maybe, I mean, I don't know if you could have gotten away with doing this as Inside Out 3, or if you call this Inside Out Dream Productions and you do this as a film. I also don't know if there's enough kind of here to do it as a film, and I wonder if that's why it was translated to a Disney Plus show. Because again, the main kind of thing with the quality and quantity here is the idea is great, the quality is really good, but you don't, there's just not a lot here really, and it's more about an interpersonal story between like the directors and the writers and the CEOs and stuff, and like the kind of it's more to do with that than actually kind of what's going on in Riley's life, because again, yeah, you can't control what dreams you have, so it's kind of they're working in partnership with the I think they called it the main headquarters, which is where you have like joy and sadness and anger and all those characters.
Hi there, if you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review, so it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show.
So you have all that kind of going on, and they like contact each other about how they're guiding Riley. So I almost wonder, like, I think you should have either not done this or done more of it. Because this being a limited series is a weird idea. Because if you were doing this as like a bridge between, say, Inside Out 2 and 3, I almost feel like you should have put more into it, because it doesn't really sort of... It doesn't, like, set the third film up. It doesn't kind of... There's no sort of real, like, plot that sort of, hey, we're going to set up these new characters for Riley, or... There's nothing really like that here. It's much more just sort of... Yeah, I'd be curious to maybe find out, like, how this was pitched and made, and if there was any ideas changed. And this was, I think this was announced after Inside Out 2, so I'm almost wondering on Disney's part, maybe not Pixar's, but on Disney's part, if this was sort of, hey, we just got the highest grossing animated film, let's stick something else out for it. Because I don't know how quickly this was made, or how quickly you could make this. But, because Inside Out 2 came out, what, June, July of last year? And this came out in December of last year. I know I'm very late to it. Could you make this between July and December? Or did you have something, like, cooking up in the background for this? Because I'm sure things get pitched and thrown around all the time, and not all of it sticks to the wall, right? That's why they have things like elevator pitches. But I'm wondering if, like, Disney saw this... They saw, okay, you know, big bucks, Inside Out 2, and thought, okay, let's stick something else out. Like, I'm not complaining that it exists, because I liked the show and I liked the concept a lot. I just don't know that the idea of the concept is fully fulfilled here. Because there were so many little bits and little areas where I thought, like, okay, there's potential where you expand on that, and then all of a sudden it was finished. But then even if you did like a second season, I don't know. I don't know where you take it. So this falls in a weird just thing for me. So I thought, okay, must see kind of thing, maybe an 8. Because what it sets out to do and what it tries to do, it does it very, very, very well. It also didn't kind of feel... Like, we all know what Pixar is kind of good at, right? Giving you those emotions. And maybe it was just I didn't have an emotional response to this. Because I more kind of just watched the idea and the plot unfolded. And again, by the time things kind of built themselves up, the episodes were over, and then the season was just over all of a sudden. But yeah, I think, again, there's things like, I think the characters are very interesting and very good. But, I mean, the one thing you could possibly do is, not in terms of the plot and the things that happen in this show, but now that you've set up this sort of third part of Riley, I suppose, because you've got, like, the island and stuff, right, and then you've got, the headquarters with our main emotion characters, and then you have this. Unless you sort of feed these characters into Inside Out 3... And you expand on things more there. Because, okay, if you aren't aware or hadn't seen this show and you'd watched Inside Out 1 and 2, and the third one comes along and these characters pop up, do you need to have watched this to know what these are? I think you'll pretty quickly clock onto the idea of, like, oh, okay, they're making dreams and daydreams and nightmares for Riley. And that's just this other part of the process. So yeah, I mean, there's little things in between, sort of like the interpersonal relationships of these characters, like what actually happens between them. But again, I don't know if you would need to know those things to sort of Oh yeah, okay, cool. Inside Out 3, we don't know who these characters are. They've popped up. They're part of this like studio that films Dreams for Riley. So yeah, I don't know. This was a very curious one, but I don't feel like, and I could be wrong about this, I don't feel like it was sort of, this was pitched just like this and nothing changed or happened to it. Because you do have examples, by the way, of Moana 2, for example, was, I believe, going to be a Disney Plus like season, and then that got converted into a film. These things do happen, and it just felt like, was this what the original idea was, and was there kind of more of it? Because I don't know. Part of me just doesn't feel like this is a, not in terms of quality, because Pixar still made this. This doesn't feel like a Pixar thing necessarily, not in the traditional sense, because it doesn't really, at least in my opinion, it doesn't really do the Pixar pull at the heartstrings stuff. But me saying okay, this doesn't feel like a Pixar thing isn't me knocking it down again, because the idea here feels so much. It's not about the execution. The idea of this doesn't feel like something that Pixar normally does. Because it's been interesting with Disney Plus, where we've had like, oh yeah, some Disney shows, and then obviously they've got all their ABC stuff and all their sort of normal quote unquote Disney TV, and then they've got these MCU shows and the Star Wars shows, and then they've got National Geographic, and I know Disney Plus is a bit different in different territories, but it's like, okay, with something as expansive as, let's say, the MCU or Star Wars, it makes sense to make TV shows for those things. And while I have wanted more Disney and Pixar TV shows, because I like, more so Pixar than Disney, because I like spending time with those characters, this didn't quite feel like that. And what's weird about that is, like, when I watch Monsters at Work, which isn't even done by Pixar, I don't know how much influence Pixar have got on that, but it is a Disney show. That feels more like a Pixar. If Pixar properly attempted to do a TV season, which in Monsters at Work's case, there's multiple seasons because there's two, and there's also the episodes are about the same length, but there's more of them. It's a more standard kind of 8 to 10 episode thing, and it feels more like a season of a show than this feels kind of like a something that was pitched as something that wasn't quite. There's not quite enough here for a film, but there's also not really quite a lot here for a season of TV, hence the 4 episodes. I mean, look, over here in the UK, like recently I finished Time on BBC. We're known over here in the UK to have seasons of TV that are 3 to 6 episodes long. That's quite a common thing, but this doesn't feel like that. But then even with some of those stories, you can feel like where you've got 3 episodes, you simply have a beginning, middle, and end, and it just executes itself like that. But I don't know, something, I feel like I'm sitting here complaining a lot, but I'm not complaining about the show at all. I'm just very curious as to, this doesn't feel, I know it was something that Pixar would do. It doesn't feel like something that Pixar would do, but it feels like something changed along the lines somewhere. But I don't even know if I'm right about that necessarily. So, yeah. Let me talk a bit more about things I actually liked, because I'm trying to just sit here and just talk about my thoughts on the structure of things, or what you actually kind of have here. I really did like this idea of kind of, you have your writer's room, your director, you've got your big studio, you've got the sort of where people ride the little mini cart things or whatever it is, in between sets, and then you got your the set that the setup for the different sets. I thought that was quite good. Like your general behind the scenes kind of TV production, I quite like that. And then you've got your big CEO offices, and you've got your writers' rooms and stuff. And then you've got the general TV stuff. I thought that was pretty good. were really, really good. And then I liked kind of, because there's the theme or the little plot line in this about kind of prime time television and the idea, because we still do this in the world, even with the idea of streaming where you can watch anything at any time, we do still have in the world the idea of like slots and advert slots and prime time TV and hey, your big show's going to be on TV tonight and all this kind of thing and limited shooting time and all this kind of stuff. But it's interesting in this show when our main few characters get told by the big boss of like, this thing's going to air tonight, but it's like a live airing, but it's a live prime time airing of a sort of dream episode. What's interesting though is because usually when they cut over to Riley falling asleep and it's like 11 p.m. obviously, and if you talk to a TV person about kind of prime time slots, they'd be talking 8, 9, 10 p.m. sort of thing. Particularly, you know, like 9 p.m. Sundays, that's usually a big one. And you have like their big live prime time Riley dream, like, hey, what's the big thing gonna be tonight? But it's at 11 p.m. because it's when Riley was sleeping. Then you have the bit of the cut back and forth between when the HQ is watching the episodes. I will openly talk about the show like this because I think the only real kind of spoiler in this show is the ending, like what happens at the end. So I'm not going to sit here and break it down because I don't feel that's quite necessary. So I'm gonna kind of just talk about everything else. But I thought that was quite good, and like getting the popcorn out and all that sort of thing. So yeah, curious to see how Win or Lose goes. I think that's Pixar's next season of TV. How many episodes does that have? And let me just look it up actually. It's called Win or Lose, right? Or Lose television miniseries. That's got 8 episodes, so you know, literally double the length of this. I don't know if that's getting like a second season. Let's just check this out. It was created. It says mini series. I mean, 8 episodes is 8 episodes of mini series. More positive reviews. I don't know. Let me just actually Google season 2 for that. Win or Lose season 2. I mean, look, when it comes to when it comes to Disney Plus. Okay, Pixar said recently that they weren't going to be doing any more long form content on Disney Plus. So there we go. Have a look at that in a minute, maybe. I know they've got their hands full with like, okay, making Toy Story 5 and making Elio and their big screen presence, because they've been kind of cut down to one film a year, rather than the two that we normally have. It says that the creators only wanted it to be one season, so they only worked on that. That's a bit of a shame to kind of read about. Okay, both shows are kind of limited series. But I suppose with Win or Lose, it's not tied to something, right? So you don't have the sort of, okay, will it be canon to the next thing? Because even though you're probably not going to be doing Dream Production season 2, you probably are going to be doing an Inside Out 3. So anyway, yeah, I thought this was very, very good. It was just a bit of an odd one. Yeah, just a bit of an odd one. I mean, I suppose the other thing you could do if you have like Win or Lose season 1, like, are you gonna make a film for that later? I don't know. They seemed like they had their stories to tell with Win or Lose, and they had their stories to tell with Dream Productions, and they did those two things. So, but again, like I said, it was cool to see the concept of kind of, okay, you're familiar with how the emotions work and the buttons and the console control, the thing that they have, and the new emotions coming in when Riley gets older. Here's how the literal Dream Productions work. And I did think it was kind of a cool idea and cool concept, but I kind of just wanted it to be more fleshed out, because there's a good amount going on. But yeah, maybe somewhere along the line they just decided, okay, there's not exactly a lot here for a film. Or what would that be? I don't know. Because you do spend more time in the Dream Productions than time with Riley and time with the HQ. So yeah. But yeah, regardless of kind of what I thought and everything, I would recommend it anyway, mainly because you can watch it so quickly, and it is also still a very good show. But like me sitting here recommending this, even though I've said that it feels a bit odd and a bit different, me recommending it in terms of time, it's not going to take you long to get through this season anyway. Because even like when I checked the time I started, and I thought, okay, the episodes are going to run end roughly at this time, it ended like, not the episodes, but the time that I thought it was going to be when I finished all four episodes, it was half an hour earlier than that. But that's because you have things like 5 to 7 minutes of credits in some cases, so it sort of chopped that down a little bit. But anyway, there we go. Anyway, for those of you that have seen Dream Productions, I don't know why it took me 5 months to get to. I don't know why. I started doing all these podcast projects, and there was night after night of thinking like, hey, do I just quickly go through, and I mean literally quickly because it's short. It's not like I can fast forward through the episodes. Do I watch the Dream Productions today or whatever? And I just decided to sit down and do it today. So anyway, let me know your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on Dream Productions. Did you feel the same way in terms of it feeling a bit odd, a bit different, not quite Pixar-esque, but not in a bad way, because again, it was still really good and the concept was good. I just could have done more of it. I don't know. And how do you think this could affect Inside Out 3? Do you think that we'll see these characters in the film? Do you think we'll see the studio? Maybe we'll see one of the other studios that they talked about for like the other characters and stuff. What do you think this will do going forward? Because you could technically ignore it and still do Inside Out 3. I don't think that really canonically affects anything. Anyway, let me know your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments. MatthewAtEntertainmentTalk.org, social media, eTalkUK Entertainment Talk, and there's information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org, TV, games, films, main night podcast. Check out all of that over there. Didn't get around to doing a film review today because I have Monday off and I can see a film tomorrow and Monday if that works out. And also wanted to start Uncharted Lost Legacy and then review this today. So that's how things changed around. But there should be a film review tomorrow. There's two films currently out at the cinema, and hopefully one on Sunday and one on Monday, but we'll see how all that shakes out. Anyway, yeah, check out Gaming Talk should be back Monday, of course, with Last of Us, bunch of podcasts. There'll be a new Last of Us episode tomorrow, so check out the spoiler-free review for that. If you're a game player for Last of Us 2, check out this spoiler predictions episode as well. I talked about a bunch of stuff this week on that podcast. Of course, there's also the United cast, big win on Thursday. Is also, what else did I do? I feel like film reviews, my Warfare review as well. I did also review Inside Out 2. I don't think I reviewed, yeah, didn't review Inside Out 1, but I reviewed Inside Out 2, and also talked about, there's a podcast I did for when it became number one animated film of all time at the box office, Inside Out 2. I talked about that as well, so you can check out all those things, entertainmenttalk.org. Podcast platforms, entertainment talk for TV, games, films, main night podcast. So check out what you like over there. You can support us, of course, by listening to more episodes, word of mouth, social media. And if someone mentions something podcasted on, please tell them about said podcast. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers, ad-free podcast review options. Look for that as well if you'd like to. TV and film news, Geek Town Radio Tuesdays, and geektown.co.uk. Check that out for all the TV and film news and all that good stuff. And you can find us as well on YouTube, Entertainment Talk Plays, just for random video game bits and pieces and all that sort of stuff. And some streams as well. I did stream the ending of Uncharted 4 yesterday, so if you want to check that out, that's randomly there as well. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.